بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
Those who believe in Allah, follow His laws, and did not pollute their faith with polytheism, they will be the ones who will be safe and secure. They are the ones to whom their Lord has shown the path of guidance.
وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم.
The argument of the setting of the star, moon and sun, which Abraham used to defeat his people in the debate, is my argument, which I showed and gave him to use against his people. I raise in rank whichever of my servants I wish in this world and the afterlife. Your Lord, O Messenger, is wise in His creation and handling of matters, and He knows about His servants.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُدَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
I blessed Abraham with his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob, and I guided each of them to the straight path. Before them, I guided to the path of truth Noah, and from the descendants of Noah, I guided David, his son, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and his brother Aaron. Peace be upon them. Just as I gave the prophets a reward for doing good, I will give a similar reward to all those who do good, even if they are not prophets.
وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَى وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ كُلٌّ مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
In a similar way, I guided Zechariah, John, Jesus, son of Mary, and Elijah. Peace be upon them. All these prophets were of the righteous, who were chosen by Allah to be messengers.
وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين.
In a similar way, I guided Ishmael, Elisha, Jonah, and Lut. Peace be upon them. I favored all of them with prophethood, with Muhammad, peace be upon him, being the best of them, superior to all other people.
وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
I also guided some of their forefathers, descendants and brothers, whom I had willed to guide. I selected them and made them take the straight path, the path of Allah's oneness and His obedience.
ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
The guidance they received was Allah's guidance, which He grants to whomever of His servants He wills. If they had associated others as partners to Allah, then their actions would be void. because associating partners with Allah nullifies good actions.
أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين.
The prophets mentioned are the ones to whom I had given divine scriptures, wisdom and prophethood. If your people deny any of these things which I have given to them, then I have prepared other people who do not disbelieve, but who accept and hold firm unto it. They are the immigrants, muhajirun, and the helpers, ansar, and all those who follow them in good until the day of reward.
أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن هو إلا ذكرى للعالمين.
Those prophets and their forefathers, descendants and brothers mentioned are truly the people of guidance. So follow and imitate them. Say, O Messenger, to your people, I do not want any reward from you for conveying this Qur'an. The Qur'an is simply an advice for the human beings and jinn of the worlds, so that they can be guided to the straight path by it. Beneficial points. One of the virtues of monotheism is that it guarantees safety for the servant, especially the afterlife at a time when people will be terrified. The verses establish that all the previous prophets conveyed their message through Allah's grace and not by their abilities. All the prophets are unanimous in inviting towards Allah's oneness, despite their differences in sacred laws relating to worship. Following the prophets is a praiseworthy practice, especially with respect to the core of monotheism.
وَمَا قَدَرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا وَعُلِّمْتُمْ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
The idolaters did not venerate Allah as he should be venerated. When they said to their prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah has not sent down any revelation to any human being. Say to them, O Messenger, who is the one who sent down the Torah to Moses as a light and guidance for his people? The Jews put it into sheets and they show what agrees with their desires and conceal what does not, such as the description of Muhammad, peace be upon him. You, O Arabs, were taught the Quran, which neither you nor your predecessors knew. Say to them, O Messenger, Allah sent it down. Then leave them to their ignorance and misguidance until the most certain thing, death, comes to them.
وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون.
And this Quran is a book that I revealed to you, O Prophet. It is a blessed book that confirms the heavenly scriptures that came before it and was revealed to you so that you could warn the people of Mecca and all the people in the east and west to come to the right path. Those who believe in the life of the hereafter accept this Quran, practice it, and guard their prayer by maintaining its requirements, essentials, and recommended acts at the times set in the sacred law.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُو أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
The greatest wrongdoer is the person who makes up lies about Allah by saying, Allah has not revealed anything to any human being, or by falsely saying, Allah has sent revelation to me, when Allah did not send any revelation to him, or by saying, I will reveal the like of the Quran that Allah has revealed. O Messenger, you would see a terrible sight if you could see these wrongdoers at the time of death, and when the angels will stretch out their hands to punish and beat them, and reprimand them by saying, Remove your souls because we are here to take them. Today, you will be repaid with a punishment that will disgrace and humiliate you because of the lies that you used to say about Allah by claiming prophethood, revelation, or the ability to reveal what Allah has revealed, and because of you being too proud to accept His signs.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
They will be told on the day of resurrection, You have come to us today individually. Now you do not have any wealth or leadership, and you have come to me just as I had created you the first time, barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. You have reluctantly left behind what I had given you in the world. I do not see with you today your idols, which you claimed would intercede for you, and that they are Allah's partners with respect to their being deserving of worship. All links between you have been cut. Your claim of their intercession and that they are Allah's partners has vanished from you. Beneficial points. Revelation of scriptures to prophets is Allah's practice with respect to those sent with the message. The prophet, peace be upon him, is also one of them. The worst liar is the one who lies about Allah and attributes or negates something with respect to Allah without any proper evidence. Every person will be raised on the day of judgment alone, stripped off all positions and titles, and each will be taken to account separately.